something more. Hey, if they were all Italians in politics, they'd call it the mafia. Oh, yeah, you could call it when Italians are doing it, but you can't call it what it is now. It's a mafia. It's a gang of low-life little pieces of scum, like they keep quoting, "Little Lindsay, did you come out of the closet, Graham?" For all his warmongering scum crap spewing out of that gutless little boy's mouth, anybody that supports war, go over and fight it. Oh, by the way, and again, support InfoWars, journalism is dead. A newly released survey found that public trust in the mainstream media remains at record lows, with just 31% of Americans stating that they, quote, have a great deal or fair amount of faith in the news outlets. Yep, that's a Gallup poll. So 31% of the people are so damn stupid, they swallow the crap spewing out of the prostitutes' mouths. That's why you need not only to subscribe to the Trends Journal, but to support InfoWars. So now, there's an article in InfoWars from a man, the last guy I voted for. And his name is Ron Paul. And his article is about why should we fight wars for Ukraine and Israel? You got that, everybody? All you people that support Ukraine, first of all, find it on the map. Go over there and fight. Go over there and send your money, send your transgenders, your wife, your kids, your whoever knows what they are, don't want to be whatever they are. Go over there and fight or shut your mouth. Same with Israel. Anybody that supports these wars, Ron was the last person that I voted for. And the reason a lot of people, again, I'm a trend forecaster. It's not what you like, what you want, what you wish for. It's what is. The reason he didn't do so well in the elections was because of his anti-abortion stance. All right? People don't have a clue of what's going on in the geopolitical world. Look abroad, presidential candidates. Yep. This is by Dan Quayle. As is often the case in the United States presidential, both candidates are treating foreign policy as side issues in this campaign. And you look at the data, people don't care much about it at all, about what's going on in the world. You look at the polls. It's the economy, stupid. That was the campaign slogan of the Clinton administration. People have one issue in mind. And the big one, and I'm telling you, you Trump fans, I don't care what you like, dislike. This is our Trends Journal. This is a press release we did in July. August, September, October, right? Kamala Harris, 2024. The Trends Journal's May 2022 forecast. The Trends Journal had forecast that Joe Biden would step down and Kamala Harris would run for president in 2024. And now we forecast minus a wild card. And only a couple of weeks left, the wild card could be played, such as a stock market crash. Harris will beat Trump in the race for the White House. Remember, it's single issues for most people. They have no idea about what's going on. None in the Ukraine war or the Israel war. And what they, then the other people say, I don't want to know about this stuff. I can't deal with it. This was our 17 May 2022 trend forecast. Harris has aspirations to be president of the United States And she knows that her boss is an unpopular president who is 79 years old. Again, this is 2022. She wants to be the party standard bearer and needs to start making a name for herself if she hopes to run for president again. Being that the Biden administration is viewed as ineffective in bringing down inflation and strongly boosting the economy, Harris will seize upon abortion rights because there seems to be the main thing that will lead her into this. All right? In our May 2022 Trends Journal, we wrote, Harris no doubt is thrilled to finally have a topic that resonates with Americans who are growing increasingly frustrated with the Biden administration. A newly released CBS YouGov poll found that nearly 10 voters say conditions in the U.S. are going somewhat or very badly, and 56% disapprove of how Biden is handling the presidential duties. These numbers do not bode well for Harris, theoretically, as we say, is heir to the Democratic Party. So she is latching upon a topic that resonates with single-issue voters and core constituencies. And there is no better single issue than abortion. This is from the New York Times today. Trump becomes the star of Harris as his closing pitch. Gone is the euphoria of her joyous first week as the Democratic presidential nominee. She's no longer trying to simply to diminish the former president. Now he looms large, literally. Quote, see for yourself, she told a crowd in Ashwaubenon, Wisconsin on Thursday, gesturing to two large television screens installed at the rally. Quote, let's roll a clip. End quote. The video screen lit up with a 40-second montage of Mr. Trump bragging about overturning Roe versus Wade. As Ms. Harris stood watching, like a late-night host observing the audience reaction, the crowd booed and began to chant, lock him up. She gently stopped them before returning to her promises to restore and protect abortion rights. All right? Front page article. Underline. Again, not what you like, what you want, what you wish for. People have no clue what's going on. Zero, nada. They're going to be single issue voters. This is going, that we wrote that that was going to cost the Republicans the midterm elections, and it did. So, again, like it, hate it, whatever you want, whatever you wish, and what it's about. It's about trends, and we'll be back to talk about more of them.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, the one thing I want you to do, if I